All right, so there's a thousand reasons I love waking up and coming to work in the morning, and one of them is being able to just sit and chat with friends and neighbors and people that have businesses here in town, and that's the deal right now. And I can't imagine anyone busier at this point in the month than Lauren Fisher from My Laguna office. Lauren sits with us this morning. Welcome, Lauren. How are you today?
I'm doing good. It's nice to be in person with you today.
The last time we spoke, we were on the phone and we both talked about how cool it would be to be hanging out together. And this is cool.
Yeah,
it's great. It's been a great few minutes. I'm glad you showed up early. We talked about all the Christmas songs that we don't like.
there's a few of them.
There's a few out there, right?
I haven't heard the Mariah yet. And
you won't hear. I don't believe you'll be hearing Mariah here.
On the safe station this month.
Yeah. So here at this radio station, you get Christmas songs, holiday music that you don't hear anywhere else. First of all, I'm still a little iffy on it. Just anytime someone mentions hanging lights, I'm not anti Christmas or anti holiday. It's just the songs.
Just it gets a bit old, you know. Yeah. Christmas lights you can do so many ways on your house every year and kind of mix
it
up.
Right.
There's
only one way to go rocking around the Christmas tree. Yeah, there's only one way to do that. So, so here as we move into the holiday season, and of course you having My Laguna office in town, there's a lot of people shipping packages, right?
Yeah.
When is my drop dead date to ship a package this year?
So if you're going to go for the, the slowest, most economical, which is the way to go, Santa doesn't have to go overnight always.
Right.
It's going to be December 15th for ground, and that's going to be for UPS and FedEx. So, just get there early and,
So if I want to send something, I want to send a package and I want it to be affordable.
New York, yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
December 15th.
Early bird gets the worm.
Right. And I find myself, and again, not being a humbug, anti-holiday guy, I'm okay.
You're green.
My heart is growing 10 times its normal size. I'm okay with people getting their presents on the 28th.
Yeah, that's the thing. I have to tell my family, look, this is my busiest time of year. You're going to see me after Christmas.
Right.
We're going to celebrate after. So they know. And just because I have a mail shop doesn't mean that my mom's birthday cards arrive on time.
Right. Do you, when you're at work, do you see people feeling the pressure to get it there by the 25th? If it's not there on the 25th, there's something horribly wrong with the season.
I will say with COVID, I think a lot of the routines have changed. People realize things are going to be slower. So there's less pressure. More patience has actually come out of all of this.
Okay.
Yeah.
And on, are you expecting on December 23rd getting...
I got the chills. I got the chills. Yeah. I know it's going to be go time. So we're going to do our best to get people's, goodies where they need to go.
Right.
But then again...
Right. Let's say you've passed the date of the 15th. I can no longer send it like I like to inexpensively.
Yeah.
I'm now looking at FedEx or UPS.
Yeah. Overnight. Or 2 day, things like that.
And what does something like that cost?
It depends where it's going, but it'll definitely, if you're going overnight or 2 day compared to ground, that's going to raise your prices 3 to 4 times. It depends on how, if you're shipping a whole sleigh of goodies versus, shoebox of Nikes that, you accidentally ordered to your house instead of your son's.
Yes.
Not calling anyone else, but it happens. It happens a lot.
Clearly it's happened with you. What was the story there?
Just a lot of kids going off to college and they order stuff to their parents' houses or the other one is kids coming back to visit, they leave their keys. Please, college students, when you come back or if you're visiting right now, when you come back in a few weeks, just take your keys with you.
Oh, I love
that. Your parents are tired of overnighting them to all the
doors. Right, right. And that gets exciting. I need my keys. I'm standing at the front door. I can't get in. I need an overnight package.
Yep.
All right. So how are you preparing? What are you doing to prepare?
Kind of putting some systems in place. We have a nice thing that if customers want to drop off their packages with us, we have a slip they can fill out where it's going, the speed it needs to get there, any special requests, and then they can fill out their payment information or a way to text them when it's ready, and then we get them the tracking number and everything, so they can kind of leave and we can do our job in between customers if there's something more pressing. So they can kind of drop and go, and then we can package it up and get it ready.
Okay, so I don't have to stand in line and wait to get to the counter do all of that. I can actually just fill something out, drop it.
And we'll queue it up, and then we get it ready to go once it's ready. And then I'm going to try to figure out cutoff times for the day, of course. If you drop it at 4:15, 15 minutes before it needs to go out for the day. Obviously, I'm not going to get it out that day. But we like to make it kind of a nice options for people because we know people are busy.
Right. That's a great idea, actually.
And we are too. So it makes it's better for us if we have off time, we can do things like
that. Right. And during this season, there's nothing worse than standing in a 45-minute line to get up to the front and then fill out 15 minutes worth of stuff.
Or realize you forgot something. You know what I mean? That happens too. I'm trying to multitask and see what people are needing while they're waiting. So, if anything, just come ask me. Right. Don't wait in line.
And are you finding, and I know last season was different, this season, as it started since a couple of weeks ago, let's say, are you finding people friendlier or are they less patient than they have been?
People are preparing, you know. I've already done a bunch of shipments for Christmas. Right. So it's great to see that people are kind of getting ready and they realize that things are different this year or in general, things are going to be slower or might be, you know, more chaotic. Right. I think this year we have a lot of people, though, that are just gearing up to actually go travel. So it's going to be a little different. It'll be interesting to see how it goes for shipping for that, because last year Santa went by, you know, by the brown truck or by the FedEx truck.
Right. And speaking of travel, you just got back.
Yeah, I went to Amsterdam finally.
Very cool.
Yeah, I was after 2.5 years, I hadn't been.
Okay.
And so it was like walking into the pub and seeing my friends and they're like, you just showed up one night. This is so strange.
It's like you walked out, you just came in out of nowhere. Yeah. Boom, here you are.
And I did bring a bunch of cheese.
A lot of cheese, yes.
I brought a whole wheel of cheese. Hope nobody that's, you know, drug-sniffing dogs, you know, looking for cheese. I don't know if there's cheese-sniffing dogs.
There are cheese-sniffing dogs out there. I know they're in France. I know. I've seen them often.
But yeah, it was great. I had just a quick 5-day trip there, and the show went on. It was great to see everybody.
Now, I think the last time we spoke, I told you I had a bunch of friends in Amsterdam and would love to have, but you weren't there long enough to contact them and make that happen.
Yeah, I really had to pick my list, and it was nonstop. I don't know how I was running off so little sleep. I think the jet lag kind of went backwards, and I was just up. I was just adrenaline.
Now, did you have to ship anything here when you were there?
No.
Okay.
No.
And I
wanted to, though.
Do you go other places and see how they work?
I really love PostNL. PostNL was my go-to when I was there to ship all the stuff back to my family.
Right.
And I actually visited the post office while I was there just because I remembered everybody. And nothing had changed in 2.5 years there. It was really cool. So all the old snack bars and everything, my neighbors were still there. So it was really cool to see life had kind of continued on. And a lot of small businesses as well. There wasn't as many closed doors as I expected to see.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I want to ask you about the post office and the pressure that they find themselves under in the holiday season and being underfunded.
Yeah.
Right? Do you notice that when...
It's huge. I think a lot of people, it's funny, I get a lot of people they'll tell me their, you know, complaints about the U.S. Postal Service, but then they also go, but I support them. You know, it's always a two-edged blade there. They're like, cut them to pieces. But then they say, you know, we understand that they're a, you know, staple to America.
Right. It's like, I got a stupid uncle, but I love him.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. We all have one.
The post office is my stupid uncle.
And I'm still just in awe every day that, you know, you can mail something for, now it's 58 cents, everybody. Right. It did go up. 58 cents for a stamp.
I hadn't been keeping track.
It didn't go up last year.
Okay.
So they paused it for everything.
I think the last time I knew the price of a stamp, it was like 43 cents.
Okay. Yeah.
So, and that's been a while then, I guess.
Simpsons stamps came out around that time. I know.
Right, right. And I still have one. Yeah.
Great. Those are great. But yeah, it's 58 cents. And I just think it's wild that you can send something across the states for, you know, that amount of price. It's so wild to me.
And it is really, really still fairly efficient. Yeah. It is quite an efficient system that they have.
In normal times, I mean, it gets there. They finally updated their ETAs on things. So like first class packages take a little bit longer now. I mean, they say they take longer. They might get there earlier. Who knows? They might get there later, but don't put your bets on it. It's the USPS.
Right.
But we love them.
Well, it's my stupid uncle game. Yeah, we love them. Yeah. Right. So the next couple of weeks, what's that look like for you?
I'm just going to be busy kind of. We're going to do some extra hours on, we're going to be open some 2 Sundays before Christmas, just to kind of make sure we get things more open for people that have to do the 9-to-5, because we are 9-to-5 as well, Monday through Friday.
Right.
So Saturday, Sunday will be open for limited hours, but everyone can check our the Google hours on, if you just search My Laguna Office on Google, I'll update the hours live on there, so you'll be able to see them, or you can go give us a call.
Okay. Yeah. Now here's you may already be doing this, but it's kind of a suggestion. I'm not sure. So the thing that people fill out when they get in, so they don't have to wait in line, is there a way to do that online so that ahead of time they can fill it out online.
They could totally send us an email and say, I'm bringing a box in. It'll have my sticky note with my name on, just the name. And then I'll have all that information on the email. And that's actually better because then I can just copy paste their address. No typos.
There you go. That works out.
Yeah.
All right. Now we're about to play a song of a friend of both of ours.
Yes.
And the audience knows and loves him. This is Skylar Funk from Trapdoor Social. Yeah. You found out something I didn't know.
Yeah. Last night, Skylar posted a lovely photo of a cat. And I thought, well, what's going on here? But it was very heartfelt. And I realized Una has been missing for 4 weeks up in Los Angeles for him. So
Una is his beloved cat. Kitty. Right.
So come home to Dada.
Right. So, yeah. Okay. So we're playing a song in honor of Una and Skylar. Yeah, and we're going to call Skylar here in a little bit and find out if there's anything we can do.
All right.
Lauren Fisher, My Laguna office. Let's do this again.
All right. We will.
All right.
Thank you.
8:12. It's the Mornings with Ed Show.